Lone Star Audio presents an unabridged recording of Indigo Dying by Susan Wittig Albert, narrated by Julia Gibson. This book is copyrighted 2003 by Susan Wittig Albert. This recording is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Lone Star Audio. Indigo, Texas was once a thriving community, but with its fair share of calamities, from the Great Depression to being bypassed by the Highway Department, the town was all but dying out. Now, however, Indigo's fortunes look set to change as artists flock to the surrounding countryside, and others, like herbalist China Bales, are committed to Indigo's revival. And this looks certain, unless longtime resident Casey Ford sells his profitable mining rights. And now, Indigo Dying.
How Plants Came to Have Color, A Legend of Liberia. Now Gala, the creator, loved color, and he loved puzzles. When he made the plants, he added color to each one. Sometimes it is hidden in the roots of a plant, sometimes in the leaves, sometimes in the bark. One day, when he had finished adding colors, he ran his fingers over the ends of the twigs that made his brush. The many colors that had been used splattered over the big green leaves of a certain plant. Splatter, splatter. We see that plant today. The Kwi people call it caladium. Gala planned to enjoy watching his children when they hungered for color and found at least some of it in the places he had hidden it. Gala's favorite color was blue. Every kind of blue. You cannot unsneeze a sneeze. Esther Warner Dendel.